USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Ida has weakened to a tropical depression, bringing sustained winds of 35 miles an hour, heavy rainfall, and the threat of flash flooding as it moves over Mississippi. The storm is expected to bring up to a foot of rain in some areas as it continues to track through central and northeast Mississippi into the Tennessee Valley on Tuesday and the central Appalachians on Wednesday. More than a million people in Louisiana are still without power, according to Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards. He said Monday evening that electricity is practically non-existent for most people in southeast Louisiana and that 25,000 linemen are in the state working to restore power. The Louisiana Department of Health has also confirmed that a second person has died in the storm. The department said in a Monday evening tweet that a man drowned in his vehicle when he tried to drive through floodwaters near I-10 in New Orleans. And residents of the resort city of South Lake Tahoe have been ordered to evacuate as the Calder wildfire bears down on the popular vacation destination. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the My Pillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the My Pillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. Giza Dream Sheets as low as $49.99, but only if you use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
The U.S.'s 20-year military engagement in Afghanistan ended on Monday as CENTCOM Commander General Kenneth McKenzie announced the final flight out of Kabul.
I'm here to announce the completion of our withdrawal from Afghanistan and the end of the military mission to evacuate American citizens, third country nationals, and vulnerable Afghans. The last C-17 lifted off from Hamid Karzai International Airport on August 30th, this afternoon, at 3:29 p.m. East Coast time. And the last manned aircraft is now clearing the airspace above Afghanistan. While the military evacuation is complete, the diplomatic mission to ensure additional U.S. citizens and eligible Afghans who want to leave continues.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says that the U.S.'s diplomatic engagement with the Taliban will continue from Doha, Qatar. He added that the U.S. would continue to try to help those Afghans who worked with American personnel leave the country, thanking Qatar and Turkey for their help in getting future daily charter flights going out of the Kabul airport to facilitate their evacuation. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Department of Defense is one of many federal agencies working on aid and cleanup in the aftermath of Ida. Lance Pry has more.
The Pentagon is also aiding the people of Texas, Louisiana, and Mississippi with relief efforts from the aftermath of Hurricane Ida. Joint Staff Deputy Director Major General Hank Taylor gives us details Monday morning.
On the Gulf Coast with Hurricane Ida, NORTHCOM, as of this morning, in coordination with FEMA and our National Guard, has activated more than 5,200 personnel in Louisiana, Mississippi, Texas, and Alabama in response to the hurricane. They bring a variety of assets, including high water vehicles, rotary lift, and other transportation capability to support recovery efforts. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is operational in New Orleans and is assessing the storm's impact. DOD stands ready to assist as requested by FEMA.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy is harshly criticizing the Biden administration after the final troops left Afghanistan. The California Republican told Fox News that the Biden administration has created another Syria.
These decisions that have been made, this is the accountability that we need. This is why Congress should be in session. This is the information we should have. And wherever this information takes us, that's when we should take our action about people resigning and others. Because you now have an administration made up of individuals that brought us Syria that is now creating another Syria in the Middle East.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.